Here we are, the Outdoor Guys, in session.
And amusingly indoors.
Just for a little bit. No. Studio D, 1 Julian Price Place. This is right. Where the magic happens, so to speak. We're glad that you are joining us here with the Carolina Outdoors and the Outdoor Guys. D.C. Lucchese sitting on the right-hand side of your radio dial. I'm Bill Barty. Don Yeager is on assignment.
Which means fishing.
That does mean fishing.
Unless he's still operating that still somewhere in Western Kentucky. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Sorry about that.
It could be. Yeah. Sell out. Anyway, D.C., so many times Carolinians and Charlatans are looking for something fun to do in our area, in our community, in our neighborhoods. And one of the most successful newer things that we're going to learn about right now with John Street is Open Streets 704. So we're going to find out if this is his real name. No. John Short's going to join us, and we're going to learn a little bit about Open Street 704 and its successes right now. John, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Great. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As as Bill said, this is one of the newer things going on, and as we alluded to earlier, that it is wildly popular. As David Letterman used to say, with the kids, but not just with the kids, but with everybody, right? I mean, Open Street 704. Give us the quick rundown on your take. What is Open Street 704, John?
Well, yeah, I am a Letterman fan myself, so I am familiar with that phrase. But this is not only for the kids, and I think that is the great part about it. It really is for everyone. We have people of all ages, all walks of life, all backgrounds come and participate. You can walk, run, cycle, skateboard, do whatever you want to do, and it's all right there for you. And the quick answer to what is Open Streets is we shut down streets to traffic and automobiles, and we open the streets up to the people. We open it up for them to walk, like I said, run, bike, and it's usually a few miles at a time, so it's not just like a little block party. It's a big stretch of streets where you can get out and experience them in a new way.
Now, this is not the first one. How many of these have happened thus far? Where have they been? And then tell us about October 15th and where it's going to be.
I sure will. Yeah, you're correct. This is the fourth one. We've been fortunate enough to do two per year through some generous funding from the Knight Foundation, as well as Blue Cross Blue Shield, who is our new sponsor. And so October 15th is the fourth one. The previous ones, the very first one we did was in Noda. It connected downtown to Noda. It was about 3 miles long. The second one after that was over in Southend. It connected the Johnson C. Smith University area down into Southend. It went past Panther Stadium, or excuse me, Bank of America Stadium. And then our third one connected the Commonwealth Veterans Park area over to CPCC campus, and that was about 3.5 to 4 miles. And so this new one on October 15th, it's our biggest route yet. It is roughly 6 miles, and it includes a loop where you can so the connector part is the OMB kind of brewery area out there in Lower South End, Queens Park area, and it connects all the way over to Park Road Shopping Center, and then there's a loop from Park Road Shopping Center up to Freedom Park. It is our most ambitious route, and it's going to have tons of stuff for people to do, main stage, music, fun. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and there are quite a few firsts on this this particular route. I know it's the first time that Open Streets has included a greenway as part of the route. It's the first time that Open Streets has ever had a big commercial connection with Park Road Shopping Center that you mentioned, and the folks at Edens have been incredibly cooperative with the process, incredibly excited about being a part of Open Streets, and the first time that we've connected to, I mean, you know, there's no doubt about it that Charlotte is a heck of a beer town, and this is the first time that Open Streets has really, we've had great partnerships with Open Streets and some of the breweries in town, but this is the first time we had a route that's connected to, well, let's just call it one of the big beer hubs in town.
Oh, the kids love that part of it.
Indeed they do.
the 21 and over kids.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't mean to interrupt that, but I had to. Per what you just brought up, DC, I was on the website, openstreets704.com, and there's a map of what you're speaking of. There's a map of the streets that are closed down for pedestrians, for bicycle riding, I guess skateboarding, roller skates, all of that sort of thing. You can come out, or you can even walk and be out
Absolutely.
There. But it's color coordinated. Tell us about the different colors that stretch out on the October 15th Open Street 704 route.
Sure, yeah. So you're right. When you pull up that map on openstreet704.com, you will see four, the route is broken up into four sections, each one with a different color. So the red section is our arts and science zone, and that is from Collinswood Language Academy, which is on Scaly Bark, and that stretches all the way down to the OMB, Sugar Creek, Queens Park Social Club area. So there'll be a concentration of arts and science-related activities. That's one of the great things about Open Street 704 that I have failed to mention yet is that not only are the streets open for people to move freely and exercise and have fun, but we program our route. So that means every so often there'll be a free activity of some sort for people to do, and it really just makes the experience that much greater. So in the arts and science zone, you'll see a lot of arts and science related activities. Not solely, it doesn't mean that there won't be, you know, anything else in that zone, but it'll be a concentration. So you might see painters, artists, musicians, that kind of thing down there. Discovery Place has come out before as well, and we hope to have them again. The yellow zone is our family zone, so you'll see a lot of family-friendly activities there, things for the kids to do. Lots of, like, we have a bubble guy who does these huge, amazing, like, bubbles that kids love, all that kind of thing, family-friendly stuff there. The green zone is obviously green, nature-related. It runs up near the park and the greenway section. We have a lot of great partnerships with the county's Parks and Rec staff who put on an amazing program in that section. If you're into nature, wildlife, animals, learning about different flora and fauna, all that kind of stuff. You want to know about trees, that's the place for you. The green zone is going to be rocking. They have so many great events down there. And then our blue zone is our health and wellness zone. And that's where a lot of our physical fitness and our more athletic and active activities are. You can do some free yoga. You can do like a free CrossFit class. You can do dance, all that kind of stuff. And that's going to run up near Park Road Shopping Center and Freedom Park as well. And as DC mentioned, to the back of the Park Road Shopping Center, where all those new businesses are popping up, that's where our main stage will be. And that's going to be, if you're looking for like fun, active things to do, that's the place for you.
Sounds like the electric slide is going to be alive and well, maybe.
The kids do not like that. Oh. The kids do not like that.
Yeah, the older kids really like that. The 50-year-old kids.
Exactly. The kids do not like that. Now, John, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here.
Do it.
I know you've been out at this thing, so what's your favorite zone or activity at Open Streets?
Well, I will tell you, DC, I am a little biased. I typically run the arts and science zone on the day of, so I have a little bias towards the
there
arts and
go.
Science zone because that's usually where my people are, and I'm scheduling nice to get in there. But it really is probably my favorite, too. You get such a cool mix of artists and musicians, and we've had people from the Ren Fair come out and do some cool stuff, magicians, and it's just a really fun a fun zone, I think.
Awesome. Now, the other thing too is there is a lot of legwork, literally and figuratively, that folks like John do leading up to Open Streets. And John, this is not just a great thing for the people and the kids, like you said, but businesses along the route really dig this thing too. Am I right?
Oh, you know it. Yeah, of course. We're steering foot traffic right to their front door, and literally thousands and thousands of people. You know, it takes a little front end work to kind of convince people that this is going to be great for them, because it's a little daunting at first to think about, you know, the streets being closed and all these people being out there. But once they see it, they've loved it. And we've had nothing but positive responses. And one of the great things is, you know, we want to promote these businesses. Part of Open Streets is to showcase the city as well, right, to show all the cool little pockets and neighborhoods that exist in Charlotte. And people are drawn to Open Street 704 for the activities, but then when they're out there, they think to themselves, you know, I've never actually been out here. You know, I've heard about Old Meg Brewery. I've heard about Queens Park Social Club, but I didn't know where it was. I'd heard they'd made all these renovations to the back of Park Row Shopping Center, but I hadn't gone out here yet. And we're able to have an event that showcases these businesses to people that hadn't been out there yet. And hopefully they get a ton of new customers as a result.
Hey, it's 1 to 5 on October 15th. That's a Sunday. Everybody head on out there. The cost is affordable. It's free. John Short, Open Street 704. Thank you for being on with us, educating all of us about heading on out there and having a good time.